The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Gary Green, and I'm starting a little early this morning. It was nice and sunny. I was up early. Dana was running a couple of seconds behind, but I figured, you know what? I'm going to start without him this way I could talk about him on the radio. I'm just kidding. And he's on his way. But, you know, this week was, you know, Memorial Day, and I got a kick out of, you know, quite a few people calling me saying, you know, got to buy the car on Monday because of the Memorial Day specials. Well, many manufacturers, it's as Dana says all the time, it's not always the reality, it's the perception. And some manufacturers, they do put certain things on for Memorial Day sales. But it's not the dealer that does it. The dealer does the big party, the big hype, the balloons, the flags, the things like that, the barbecue. But I read some of the stuff. It was about best new car deals for Memorial Day weekend. And the number one deal that they talked about was a Ford F-150. And the funny thing about a Ford F-150 is there's always a great deal on an F-150. It's the number one selling truck. They always, always have great deals. The next one I kind of got a kick out of because it was the Toyota Avalon. Wonderful car. But I actually helped somebody on Memorial Day buy a Toyota, and I saw the 2019 Avalon. Now, the one thing that's very true about the Avalon, it's got a monster incentive. I think it was $5,000. But it's $5,000 on vehicles that I don't believe there's any in the Phoenix metropolitan area. Now, if that's what you wanted and you could find one, that $5,000 incentive makes that a great Memorial Day weekend sale. The F-150, we just talked about that. I'm not familiar with, you know, an Audi A6 program for Memorial Day, but they listed that as one of the better deals. This is also through Consumer Reports, Kia Optima. They talk about discounts on the Optima, but remember, if you're going to take the discounts, you may not always get the subvented interest rates. And interest rates are becoming a very, very big part of the car buying process right now because rates are not going down. Rates are going up. Kia Sorento, same kind of thing. Rebates or interest rate. Same for the Hyundai Santa Fe Sport. And the Santa Fe, the Toyota Highlander, and a Buick Encore. And here's the thing. All of this is designed for one thing, to generate traffic to the dealership. And it worked because I got to tell you, my phone was ringing pretty good, you know, Sunday, Monday, wanting to, you know, go buy a car because it was Memorial Day weekend and the specials and the things like that. But remember this, most of the time when they put some kind of a special on the cars for Memorial Day weekend, a lot of the manufacturers will continue those throughout the end of the month. So if you didn't buy your car and you're still thinking about something, it's not too late. You can pick up the phone. You can call Dana at 602-679-8324. You can call me, Gary, at 602-525-1370. You know, I got a phone call on Monday. I was driving home from a car deal. And the gentleman said, he wanted to know if I could help him. And we talked for a little bit, and I was on my way home, but I kind of said, you know what, I'm going to see if Dana can reach him. And Dana was kind of busy, and Dana wanted to send an email to somebody, and I'm like, you know what, don't worry about sending an email. I'll just go over there. So I turned the car onto the Loop 101. Instead of going west, I went east, and I went out to the Acura dealership. And the guy did a pretty good job on his own shopping for his car. And this is something that I'm not a fan of doing. I don't like to get involved after the customer's gone that far with the dealership. But I think the guy appreciated the fact that I got him the car in about 5 minutes for about $1,100 less than his price was when they were walking him out of the store. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to happen every time, and I'm not saying that I'm going to do that every time. I happen to do it because I know the guys in the dealership, and I could tell from talking to this guy he was serious about buying a car. However, I didn't want him going to the competitor's dealership because, A, I didn't want him to have to experience that experience because it's not a very pleasurable experience. But, folks, this gentleman, he did a great job. He and his wife did a wonderful job. They had a great deal. He was negotiating by a number that he had adversarially picked out of the sky. And that doesn't always work. But when I explained to him what I could do, he didn't pay what they asked him to pay, but he didn't pay what he wanted to pay. But they met right somewhere in the middle of that number, and everybody was happy. And he got a car. He got a great deal. He got a beautiful car, Acura MDX, but it was a cocoa interior. I've not seen that before. It was like a dark brown with a white exterior. Car was beautiful. But, folks, this is the most important thing to remember. The way that vehicles are advertised, you cannot buy the cars for the advertised price that you see online. There's things called dealer ads. There are things called rebates. Consumer may not qualify for all of the rebates. Some of the General Motors rebates, it's a $2,000 loyalty incentive. That $2,000 means you must currently be driving a leased vehicle, I believe a 2012 or newer, that is leased through Ally or GM Financial, and you do not have to trade the car in. You just have to be the registered owner of the car. You'll also see now that they're coming back with some of these dealerships advertising this cash for clunkers. Okay. It doesn't mean you can go out and jump online and go to Craigslist and buy a $500 car and take that to the dealership on Saturday and get the $4,500 that's advertised. Vehicle has to be licensed, registered, insured, and you have to be the registered owner for the vehicle for the last 6 months. The most important word in the car business, other than perception and reality, reality being the important word, is disclaimer. There are so many disclaimers everywhere you look when you're looking at buying a car. Check the disclaimer. View the details. It's unfortunate. You know, the one that bugs me the most, and I'm going to say it out loud, car gurus. They talk about pricing, and it's the best-priced cars to the worst-priced cars, but the cars that are the best-priced cars usually have the largest addendum. You know, dealer ads on used cars, pre-delivery inspections on used cars, scheduled maintenance on used cars, reconditioning on used cars, lifetime window tint on used cars, appearance package on used cars. If you could buy the car for the way they were advertised, Dana and I wouldn't be able to help you. But remember, if you want our help, I'm going to say it again, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. We're your car insiders. We work for you, not the dealers. Very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. They are just west of the Loop 101 on West Bell Road. I actually had the opportunity to help a friend of mine buy a used vehicle there the other day, and it was such a pleasure. And I was joking around with the guys, and I basically said to these guys, don't ever quit where you're working, because this is the Disneyland of the car business. But the truth of the matter is it's the people business of the car business. They did things. Salesmen said things. When I heard him say, don't worry about that, we'll take care of that, I kind of looked at him like, okay, the guy's already agreed to buy the car. He's buying the car. And you're not telling him for a couple of chips in the windshield, rather than fixing him, you're going to give him a brand new windshield. Okay? That's not going to happen in too many dealerships in town. Most of the dealerships are going to say, we can repair those chips. When can you bring the car in and we'll fix them? Not Lundy's, brand new windshield. But, you know, each car deal, each dealership, each salesperson, each customer stands on their own. There is no rule of thumb. You know, when somebody asks me something, I can't answer sometimes a definitive answer. And it's sometimes someone will ask me a question. What happens if I lease a car and, God forbid, I pass away and I'm the only one on the lease? Well, there's no way for me to honestly answer his question, because manufacturers look at that sometimes on an individual basis. If there's a trustee for an estate, if there's an estate, they have all the rights in the world to say, hey, we want our money from the estate. Some manufacturers, we're sorry for your loss. Please bring the car back to the dealership. You'll never hear from us again. But there's no guarantee. And what I always laugh about is when you ask an attorney a question, and I laugh about this, my interpretation of the law. It's a law. My interpretation of the law. Come on. You know, if that's not the epitome of, I don't know, but I'll find out. You know, because that was a question. That was the way you answered a question in the car dealership when you didn't know the answer. I don't know, but I'll find out. You know, and Dana and I, for the most part, we know. You know, there's an application on the computer at home. It's called Nextdoor. And they were talking about a young man that bought a 2001 Mazda by himself. He was 16 years old. And I don't know if a 16-year-old can legally buy a car in the state of Arizona and register it. I know you can't finance a car. You can't be on the contract, on a finance contract. But when I was listening to people talking about and the comments they were making, you need to look at the Lemon Law. Well, Lemon Law on a 17 or 18-year-old car doesn't really work. We'll be back after a short break. We're your car insiders. We work for you, not the dealer.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice. And when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at earnhardthonda.com.
Monta Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss, is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration. You lose mobility, independence, changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name's Gary Green, and I'm still waiting on my buddy, but he's going to be here, and I'll let him catch up when he gets with us. But when I'm by myself, it's kind of hard, you know, to have a conversation with somebody because I'm just talking to myself. So what I'm doing right now is I'm actually on MSN, and I'm looking at the autos, and I'm reading one of these things. Now, it's become a very popular thing I've seen in the dealerships lately. You buy a car and they have you sign a form that basically says at the time of your purchase there are no known open recalls on your vehicle. Now, most dealerships will not sell cars with open recalls. Some dealerships will sell cars with open recalls. Once again, not sure what the law of that is. But I'm reading right now and it says Recall Watch, the latest automotive safety recalls. And there's 4,846,885 Chrysler products that just had this recall announced. And the reason I'm talking about it, it is a cruise control disengaging problem. If and when you're using the cruise control, there's a short circuit within the vehicle's wiring, the driver may not be able to shut off the cruise control, either by depressing the brake pedal or manually turning the system off once it becomes engaged, resulting in either the vehicle maintaining its current speed or possibly accelerating. Chrysler will notify owners and dealers will inspect the software. It's a software flash or powertrain control module free of charge. Now, the recall is expected to begin July 6, 2018. This was announced on May 17th, 2018. It's roughly 7 weeks. Folks, listen to what I'm going to say. If you own a Chrysler product, Dodge Journey, Dodge Charger, Dodge Durango, Ram 2500, 1500, 3500, 4500, 5500, Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Chrysler 300, the 2014 to 2019 Ram 1500, 15 to 18 Dodge Challenger, 15 to 17 less than 10,000 pound, 2017 to 18. I don't see where it's missed part of the article. The vehicles are here. We go. Let's close that up. So what it's basically saying and what I'm going to tell you is if you're having a problem with your car, it's a safety issue. Do not turn on your cruise control. That was over 4.8 million vehicles, by the way. I'm going to try to get back to the article. Slow computer. Jeremy, I got to get you to get me a faster computer.
Yeah, we got a guy. Come on, guys. The dial-up? What are we doing here?
But here's the thing. I'm not going to bother you with the article, even though I just found it. Remember this. It's a very simple thing for you to do. If you suspect that there's a recall on your car, or if you're buying a vehicle and you're not sure that there's a recall on the car, NHTSA has a website, National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. It has a VIN decoder. You put the VIN number in the vehicle, and pretty much instantaneously, even faster than the dial-up that I have here, it will tell me if there's any open recalls on the car. Most important thing, though, when you read about a recall on any of these sites, remedy unavailable means the recall cannot be fixed at this current time. Remedy available means you can take the car and have it repaired. Now, if it's a new vehicle and the remedy is not available, what they call it at that point is a stop sale. Now, number two, now here's the funny thing. I can't do the whole article. So when I was talking about certain things, best deals, there were 10. So latest automotive safety recalls. I'm on slide two. Jeremy, I'm giving you a guess. How many slides are there?
I'm going to guess three.
Okay. These are for open recalls on cars.
Oh, man.
How many?
Oh, I'm going to say 100 and over 100 and something.
How about the something is 78.
Is it really?
178.
Oh, my goodness.
The second one is a Chevy Cruze, 111,000 vehicles, 207,000 GMC Savannah and Chevrolet Express vans, Chevy Silverado pickup trucks. If folks, be careful if you have one of the 305 2015 Porsche 918 Spiders, there is a recall in your car.
Oh, wow. See, there are so many.
178. And then here's a Jeep Cherokee recall besides the recall on the cruise control. So your car is not limited to one recall at a time. It could have multiple recalls, and it could have multiple recalls that are unavailable for remedies. But I see my smiley friend. He's just coming around the corner. And while he's sitting down, I'm going to just bring him up to speed what I was talking about. I was talking about the Memorial Day sales.
I got no volume. Hold on. Hello, hello. Am I good now?
You're good.
Good morning, everybody. Sorry for being late.
Okay, so what we talked about earlier was the Memorial Day hype. And how much of that is really just a perception thing? And some of the deals are actually great deals, but when they talk about a great deal on the 2018 Toyota Avalon, find one.
Well, and over the Memorial Day weekend, was fortunate to help quite a few people. And like Gary just said, there were some deals that really weren't even deals, but then there were some deals that were unbelievable. With that said, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And the next thing I started to talk about was this thing with the 8.4 Uconnect radio with Chrysler, that your cruise control.
Oh, the newest thing that just came out.
And it's 4,800,000 and some odd thousand vehicles recalled.
Is that all?
So the joke was, when I was talking about the best deals for Memorial Day weekend, it's a slideshow on MSN. There were 10 slides. So just before you got here, I asked Jeremy, we were looking at open recalls on vehicles. So I started to laugh because I saw the first slide, which was the Chrysler, and then I went to the second slide and the third slide. And all of a sudden I realized I probably can't do all the slides. You have any idea? I know it's not a trick question. I asked Jeremy. He was close. Any idea how many cars have open recalls right now?
You mean different models of cars?
Yeah, different models of cars.
I would guess 150.
Well, he said 100 and something. You said 150. You're pretty damn close for a damn good guess. There are 178 slides in this. Now, we're not going to go through them all. We're going to talk about other things, but it's just what I was talking about was when you're in the car dealership and you sign that form that says at the time of the purchase, there are no open recalls on your vehicle. And if there is an open recall, you will be notified by the manufacturer. But when you're buying a used car, it makes all the sense in the world to go to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, put your VIN number in, and the most important thing to look for is you don't want to see the two words not available. Remedy not available means it cannot be fixed.
The three words that matter.
Yeah, three words that matter. We'll be back after a short break. We're your car insiders. We work for you, not the dealer.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cord.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insider.
Wait, it's my turn to start.
Oh, you stop it. Anyway, 960 The Patriot. My name is Dana Southern. I'm here with my friend Gary Green, who apparently wants to hog the mic. His phone number is 602-525-1370, and I can be reached at 602-679-8324. One of the things I talked about a couple of times over the last few weeks is gas prices. And
now oil went down.
Well, you know, you're actually correct, Gary. Let's talk about
all I know is I saw oil prices went down, so I don't know anything else. I just know oil went down.
Yes and no. If you've been to a gas station, the prices aren't down. The average price is over $3 a gallon for regular unleaded now. And what I was going to start to mention was the article that came out just before Memorial Day, where they said gas prices this year were up over 30%. Versus the same time last year.
Why can't they just say about a dollar a gallon?
Well, that would have been true. but with that said, as I've talked about previously, for some people, and what Gary said is also true, there's been several articles recently where the Russians and Chinese have been increasing their output, which in theory brings oil prices down. However, it's not reflected in the pump, and regardless
of how, like a 30 to 60 day backlash from the price of the oil to what changes the pumps.
You know, I don't know the exact timeline, Gary, but I believe you're correct in that.
It's not like the price goes up and the next day the oil's, you know.
You're correct, because most of the oil that's being sold was bought a long time ago based on the cost then. So there's more to it, but the reality, I believe, is that whether they cut production or increase production as they are now for a period of time, the the logic dictates that it's not going to be as low as it was for quite some time. And if anything, it very well could go up. This is my prediction, and I'm willing to bet, like I was last time, correct, that I'll be correct. So I guess my warning that I want to get out there is that because so many people are buying trucks and they're buying full-size vehicles and they're buying SUVs and they're buying vehicles that I believe they wouldn't normally buy if it weren't for gas prices being so low, between budget of the, you know, big picture. And so maybe I'm wrong, but there are so many really good cars out there today that are just being ignored, that get such great fuel economy, that are so much more efficient, that right now the manufacturers are almost desperate to sell.
You know, and it's when he says that, it's, you know, I helped somebody the other day buy a Chevy Tahoe, and it was kind of funny because when the salesman came back from filling the car with gas, he might have scared the crap out of some customers. It cost $93 to fill that thing.
It cost over $54 to fill my car the other day, and I was used to paying no more than like $37.
And the funny thing is this. Now, people listen to our radio show, but everybody grocery shops. And Dana and I talk about it, and I said it before earlier, how Dana talks about perception and reality. I can't stand the gas rewards in the grocery stores. So they talk about 10 cents a gallon, 20 cents a gallon, 30 cents a gallon. At one point, I think you could actually save $2 a gallon. And it was kind of funny because I was on my motorcycle one day and I was all excited because I saved $1.60 a gallon. Well, that's the day that I found out that it's not for up to 25 gallons. It's up to 25 gallons for one fill up. So when I put the three gallons of gas in my motorcycle and I saved the $4.80, when I went to go get gas for the car later in the day, I had no gas rewards left. Now, I'm a very loyal Safeway shopper. I called Safeway, the customer service, and they put the things back on. But the important thing is this. I hope that, and it's not the case, I would hope that the dollar difference in the gallon of gas doesn't change your life.
And I would have to agree with that. And whether it'll stay at a dollar, go down, I believe it may actually go up. The key boils down to people often are so budget conscious. And keep in mind that I was on the other side of the fence and was a managing partner of a very large dealership for a lot of years. And I've sat with these nice clients, and in those cases, they were customers, not clients. Like,
yeah, but you
now
never sold anything with bad gas mileage. You're a good guy.
Well, I happened to work for a brand that was fuel efficient. But I guess the point is I've seen and have observed and have dealt with thousands and thousands of people that over $4 a month don't make a decision or do make a decision.
Or they take... They take their Suburban or their pickup truck and they trade it in and they bury an enormous amount of negative equity because gas prices went up.
That would be crazy.
And I can't tell you how many people I saw do it. But remember, you can always reach Dana at 602-679-8324. You can reach me at 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships. We appreciate all they do for our clients.
Earnhardt Auto Centers is proud to announce the addition of Earnhardt Mazda. The team at Earnhardt Mazda, located at 15350 North Hayden Road in Scottsdale, is open to serve all Mazda owners and those who want a new Mazda. Come in today and let us walk you through our Mazda inventory, including new and used Mazdas with many different options. We are here to service all Mazdas and, of course, have genuine Mazda parts. Stop by the new Earnhardt Mazda today. Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none.
They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I think I'm getting extra turns.
Well,
coming
I did
in
the first two. I let him do the next two.
See how nice he can be. All right. So
very rarely, though.
So now kind of moving away from the gas prices part of it.
I want to talk about something real quick. It was actually something that happened with a radio show listener. And I wanted to talk about it because Dana talks about this all the time. When's the last time you went to a car dealership and you left before the customer wanted to finance?
Yesterday, but that's once. And it was the thing I just told you that I was going to say about. Yesterday, a very dear friend of mine who I've helped numerous times, both buying cars.
But I'm going to ask you a second. I'm going to let you finish. Was everything set up before you left?
Of course.
So the one thing I was going to say, but I want to hear what Dana said. I did it once as well.
And the reason why...
I wrote the payment down. I told the customer how much the warranty was, how much the gap was. This is your payment. This is your interest rate. If it's not all this on the contract, don't sign anything and I'll come back. But go ahead.
Well, in my particular case, I just had so many different things going. And I happened to have the pleasure of being at three different dealerships. Started at Ford, went to Honda, and then after she drove the Honda, I could just see in her face that the sparkle wasn't there. And that's kind of a critical thing when you're buying a brand new car. If you just got through driving it and you come back in and I can see your face and it tells me that you're not in love with it, you're not buying it.
You know, the funny thing is, you know, I have a friend of mine that was busting my chops that he wanted me to buy a car. And I was actually considering it. But the funny thing was, I drove the car. And he offered something that I thought was an incredible deal. It was a very high demand car that if I wanted to buy the car, I could buy the car for invoice. Now, to me, invoice isn't always a great deal. But invoice on a Mustang GT350 was pretty damn good.
If you heard the 350 part of that, it's unheard of.
Now, he forced me to drive the car. And I'm laughing because he's moving all these cars off the showroom floor to get this thing out. But I got to tell you, when I drove it, the logic and the math came into play and it outweighed the emotion of driving the car. But that's the thing about Dana and I. If the woman was by herself and she'd have driven the Honda and she had a good salesman, she'd own a Honda this morning.
I believe that's true.
Now, what is she driving this morning?
Well, in this particular case, she's driving a Hyundai Tucson Limited.
Now, I helped a gal who was a radio show listener's sister. And she made a comment to me and I laughed because she said, "Boy, you're a really good salesman." I said, "No, I'm not." I said, "I'm a really good person because you already agreed to buy the used car with the 22,000 miles on it. I'm now showing you why buying a brand new one with 0 miles on it makes all the sense in the world." Good salesman would have shut his mouth and started writing all the paperwork.
And what he said is so true for both of us. We're not here to close you. We're not here to persuade you. We're not here to convince you of anything. If we tell you something, it's true. If we guide you towards something, there's a reason for it. And that reason is because it's in your best interest. But to finish, because it just happened yesterday, and it's the only time it's ever happened.
Yep.
The gentleman that I called prior to sending them over to try it, and I was only two doors down, was Adam Breen. And we've talked about Adam numerous times.
He's wonderful.
You know, there, in this group, of in the Earnhardt family, there are a lot of wonderful people. But Adam is just special. And with that, I explained everything to him. We talked throughout the process. But the key was the only person that did any calculation whatsoever was Adam himself. And under that premise, I trusted them to be there. They called before they bought the car. We went over the figures, but I wasn't physically there. With that exception, Gary and I are with our client until the very last document is signed. If you're buying a car at a dealership, we're going to make sure that before we get paid,
you're happy.
And that
it's right.
And we haven't missed anything. If the car happens to be private party, we're going to make sure that the car's inspected. We're going to make sure that we protect every possible aspect of the transaction, including making sure it goes in your name, including going to the motor vehicle department or a third party DMV. But our purpose is not to
take your money and run.
Well, of course not. And more importantly, we work only for our clients. We do not work for the dealers. There are some wonderful dealers that we have great relationships with that help us do some amazing things for our clients. They don't pay us a penny. They understand that they have an opportunity to do business.
Now, we got a little sidetracked because I asked the question for a specific reason. I asked him, how often does he leave? And the reason we don't leave is because sometimes things could accidentally get changed. Absolutely not a mistake, and it got changed. And we don't catch it, and the customer signs the paperwork.
I'll give you a quick example.
Let me finish.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The gentleman had been to the Acura dealership, and I went in on my way home. It was the Memorial Day weekend sale. And I got him a considerably better deal than the great deal he had negotiated for. And he negotiated a great deal. But the sales manager in the dealership knows that it's just as easy for me to drive to a different Acura store and make the deal. So they did. Customer comes in. We go into finance. And the finance manager was kind of new and it was kind of slow getting him the customer in. We probably waited 45 minutes to get into finance, and there was only one deal. So, and the sales manager, it was Memorial Day Monday, he wanted to get out of there. So we go in, and they happen to sell AcuraCare as the service contract. So he gave the customer a price on a 7-year 100, 7-year 70, 8-year 100, 8-year 120. So I could see the customer was interested, but I didn't like the numbers. So I got up and I said, listen, I've never worked with this guy before. You have to tell me what you're thinking. Do you see a value in the warranty? Yep. So here's what my thoughts are. I'd like to see if we could get this warranty with the more years, more miles for the low price warranty. So he agreed to buy the 8-year 100,000-mile warranty for just a smidge more than he originally wanted for the 7-year 70,000-mile warranty. The problem was, when we started signing all the paperwork, I looked down, and the service contract says 7 years, 100,000. Now, it, my opinion, and the only reason I'm talking about it, believe it was an honest mistake. Because he said, I have to redo the form. But it was the right code, just the wrong miles.
To err is human, to forgive divine.
So I looked at the customer, and I said to the customer, you do realize that if you'd assigned that and you didn't catch that, you would probably have a 7-year 100,000-mile warranty, not an 8-year 100,000-mile warranty. And it makes a difference because if he drives 12,000 miles a year, in 7 years he's only going to have 84,000 miles on the car. On the 8-year warranty, he's going to have 96,000 miles on the car. But the point I was trying to make before I cut Dane off is this. We do not sell you a car. We help you buy a car. And it's so important, you know. But when Dana talks about used cars, okay, it makes me crazy when I find out somebody sold their used car and all they did was sign the title over and hand it to somebody.
Not a good decision at all.
You know, and, you know, inspecting a used car, I'll tell you something. You can't see inside an engine. Okay, and if you take a car that's got 130,000 miles, that's been a one-owner car, been well-maintained, and you give it to this your 17-year-old kids whose lifelong dream is to be Mario Andretti, the car is not going to last because as soon as he starts to beat on the car, all that great service history from the original owner goes right out the window.
Well, two quick things. One, yes, it certainly does matter. Just yesterday, again, I happened to help one of my clients and friends sell their vehicle, private party. And in doing so, the gentleman that came to look at the vehicle, which was exceptionally clean, opened up the transmission fluid, opened up the dipstick, looked really carefully. He knew what he was looking for. And they ended up, of course, buying the vehicle. It was absolutely lovely. But the reason why I bring this up is they had seen a 2-year newer, half the mile Kia Soul that was even more equipped than the lovely car that I was helping my friend sell. With that said, that same gentleman opened up the top of the transmission fluid and it was caked with some type of stuff. He opened up the oil. It had never been changed. You cannot buy a used vehicle, private party, and not have the car inspected.
Wait, you can just, you know, go to the Attorney General's office and you can do
No, you can't.
Go to the Lemon Law.
No, you can't. No, you can't if you're not hearing me. And so ultimately, there's just certain things that, well, that ultimately you either know or don't know as it relates to handing over the title, as Gary just suggested. There's so many potential issues with that. The title that you're handed may be a title that does not reflect the lien that's still on the vehicle. The only way that you can be sure that there's no outstanding balance on a vehicle that you're buying, regardless of what the title looks like, is to have an MVR record run by the Department of Motor Vehicles.
There was a dealership in town that took a car in trade, and what this guy was a smart cookie. He took his trade-in before he traded in, and he went to Presto Loans, one of these title loan places, and took a title loan on his car, gave them the title that he had, immediately left, went to a third-party DMV, got a duplicate title, got the duplicate title prior to the lien being recorded with the MVD. He trades the car in with the free and clear title. Now, the dealership has recourse. You do that, your recourse is going to cost you sometimes more than the car's worth. The point that Dana and I are trying to make is we are with you. We're there for you.
I'm going to give you another example. Ready for this? I had a nice gentleman that I ordered a new vehicle for from a dealership that I don't go to as often. In the meantime, when the vehicle arrived, the gentleman who had helped me, who I'd known for many years, had resigned and was no longer the manager there. So the point of this is when we arrived, the gentleman that was the salesperson brought out a piece of paper. Now, we'd already agreed to all the terms, all the equipment. This was an ordered vehicle. So there was no ambiguity as to what was going to be on it or what it was going to cost. We'd already agreed. When I arrived at the dealership to meet my client and his lovely wife, the first piece of paper that was put in front of us was a piece of paper that had the terms we agreed to, but it also had an additional $1,795 added to it. And it said, this is for these few little miscellaneous items that...
Dealer ads.
Yeah, dealer ads. Anyway, the long story short is, of course, they didn't pay one penny of that money, but This was a car that was ordered, agreed to terms, and they still tried to jack the price up close to $2,000.
But that's what we're there for. And you only pay us $400. You only pay us if we help you. You can reach me at 602-525-1370 and Dana at 602-679-8324. We're your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.